Thank you for joining us this Monday on Hope for Today with Pastor Doug Solomon. And the title of our message is called Genuine Freedom or Genuine Liberty. Our scripture comes from John chapter 8, verse 36. It says, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Shall we pray? Our gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for your love and for your mercy, and we thank you for bringing us through the weekend safely. We pray, Lord, that you will keep your hand of mercy and protection upon us as we begin a new week, as we begin a new message today. We pray for words and wisdom. We want to thank you in advance for all that you do for us. We ask it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. So let's look at this, genuine liberty and genuine freedom. Now, the word freedom and liberty has become key words with almost magical qualities. When we think of freedom, we think of many nations in the world that are struggling with freedom. They want freedom. They're under tyranny. They're under dictatorship, whatever it may be. But people long to be free, free to do what they want, free to say what they want to say, free indeed. Now, the writer tells us that if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. And that's the key for us today, that the Lord Jesus Christ can set us free. He can redeem us. He can break the chains that bind us. Things that weigh us down, we can give it to Him. But the writer tells us here that young people, as well as adults, sometimes seek to imitate them. But the problem is, when we think of liberty and we think of freedom, sometimes it comes under the guise of those words, but it's just wanting to get rid of moral regulations, get rid of authority, to just consider it out of date. It doesn't apply to the new generation, but it does. The Word of God applies to all generations. It's a word that does not change. You know, in the end, the people think that their being free is just being able to do what they want without anybody, any consequences, no consideration to what their actions will do to another person. They don't want to hear about consequences. Sometimes those consequences are often catastrophic. You know, we're dealing with this issue of counterculture in America. And you know, it's amazing how they're trying to undo all of history, trying to rewrite history. You know, they don't realize that they're becoming slaves to this wrong way of thinking. You know, their ideas, their inclinations, their compulsions, their envy. But they're possibly in captivity and don't realize it, because they have a goal that is not genuine freedom. It is not genuine liberty. There's another kind of liberty that we can yearn for, one that God wishes to give each one of us. It's a freedom from compulsion to do things within us, to do things that are contrary to the Word of God. One that will deliver us from the tyranny of desires and passions. Moreover, it gives us a new life, a life that is no longer self-centered, but it's oriented towards God rather than self. This liberty radiates from the cross of Calvary, where Jesus was dying on a cross for you and I. He broke the chains that hold us into the sinful ways. He gave us the chance to be overcomers. He gave us a chance of freedom and true liberty. It's a liberty that's free of charge. He paid the price. It's offered to all of us who put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ today. We can be delivered. we can receive God's forgiveness. That is true freedom. That is liberty. You know, we will discover that we can have a relationship of love, one of faith, with the living Savior, Jesus Christ. We can be at peace with God instead of warring against Him. We can establish a true and loving relationship with the people around us rather than be in conflict. Rather to feel that we're under tyranny and moral regulation. Sometimes we need moral regulation. The Bible tells us how to live. How we should praise God. How we should love our neighbor. I think of the Good Samaritan. You know, you think of the other two that walked away, walked on the other side, never even took time. But the Samaritan took the time to help this man that was wounded alongside of the road. He even took him to an inn. He even paid for his room and gave him food, bandaged his wounds. And he told the innkeeper that he would pay whatever extra there was on his way through again. How many of us would do that for someone, to help someone? How many of us would give of our time, our talents, our money to help someone less fortunate? Sometimes we can be in chains of bondage, in sin, of money, of relationships, of this or that. But God can give us true freedom today. So we have to take self-centeredness and reorient it towards God. Your life will change forever. It'll never be the same. This liberty, as I reminded you a moment ago, radiates from the cross of Calvary where Jesus bled, he died, but then he was put into a tomb and he promised he would be raised on the third day. He broke the chains that were holding us in our sinful ways. He gave us the hope. He gave us true freedom and true liberty. It's offered to everyone, just as John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, for whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." That is true freedom today. That is being liberated, knowing true liberty. We can know God's forgiveness today. We can establish a relationship of love and faith with the living Savior, Jesus Christ. We can know the peace of God that passes all understanding. And we can have true loving relationship with our brothers and sisters, regardless of race, regardless of culture, regardless of background, whether they're rich or poor. It's what it's all about today, that we live in freedom. Are you living in freedom today? Do you know this peace that passes all understanding? Do you know this love and faith relationship you can have with the Lord Jesus Christ? If not, today can be that day. Today can be the day that you can know genuine liberty. You can know freedom, a freedom that has already been bought and paid for. It's being offered to us today, to you, to I, to those, especially those that are lost. That's our hope. When we know this true freedom, we can walk because we are free indeed, because the Son makes us free. And we are truly free indeed. Shall we pray? Our gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, we pray for those today that don't know you as their personal Savior. We pray today can be that day that they can give up all this nonsense about true freedom, the freedom that they have. They don't need moral rules. They can rid themselves of taboos and situations that they feel is old-fashioned. But I believe that the elders have wisdom and knowledge to pass on to us. Many of them have experienced things and gone through things that we'll go through. But they can lead by example. They can show us by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ that they were delivered. They received God's forgiveness and he walked in the newness of life. They were free. They had a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, one of love and one of faith. They know the peace that passes all understanding with God. And they know how to live with their brothers and sisters, regardless of race or color. But Lord, we pray for those that don't know you today. Today can be that day that the Son can make them free, the Lord Jesus Christ, and they will know true freedom. Lord, whatever they're going through, we bind it in Jesus' name. Your word says whatever is bound in heaven will be bound on earth. And Lord, today we pray for those that are lost, those that are going about their own way, the young people, the young adults, the teenagers, those elderly and senior adults. We pray, Lord, if they don't know you as their personal Savior, they can know this true freedom, this liberty. Even in the later years, people have come to know the Lord as their personal Savior. They often say, why did I wait so long? Why did I wait so late? But you know what? It's never too late to take this free gift from the Lord Jesus Christ. Today can be that day. Lord, we pray for health. We pray for provision. We pray, Lord, for physical needs. Lord, if someone needs a healing, we pray today, Lord, you know that healing. We pray that you will touch that body, that situation of that person or persons, touch them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. We ask for healing in their life. We ask, Lord, for the spiritual healing where people have been done wrong in the church or someone said something. And we just pray, Lord, for forgiveness, that they will know true freedom and liberty found in you. We pray, Lord, for financial. Lord, we live in a world today where it's getting very tough for people to get by. We pray, Lord, for your provision. And Lord, most of all, we want to thank you for this free gift that we're reminded each and every day that Jesus Christ delivers us and we receive the forgiveness of God today. So Lord, we want to thank you and praise you in all we say and do. Amen, amen. So thank you for joining us this Monday on Hope for Today with Pastor Doug Solomon. And we want to look forward to joining you on Tuesday with a new message of hope and encouragement. God bless and have a great day.